let's talk about something I think which is important today. Something that we should think about, because once we think about, we realize that it's a problem. As long as we are not aware of it, as long as we are not thinking of it, it is not a problem. Human beings are conditioned. I'm not asking yes or no. I'm asking you to be in this together. We are both in this together. We are having a conversation like two old friends meeting after a long time. I am not here to give you a lecture. I am not here to give you advice. That is not my role right now. My role is to understand. Your role is to understand. And through our understanding of the entire problem, we just might find a solution. So let's go into this. Human beings are conditioned. I live in India. I am an Indian. My conditioning is that I'm a Hindu. I have certain cultures, traditions, and all the rest of it, which I have to follow, both outside as well as inside. Inside, psychologically, there's a certain image I have of myself. That image has been created by thousands and thousands of years of conditioning on the human brain. What that image did to our brain is that it fragmented our brain. How will I explain this? The brain has an infinite amount of energy. But through words, through thoughts, the entire brain has been confined and fragmented, and we think in terms of words, of images you observe. See, this is not something that I am saying, this is not something that you have to believe. Don't believe me. I want you to not believe me. I want you to go into this, find this out. Our brain is fragmented. We are something else 5 minutes before, we are something else 5 minutes after. Religion has been from a long time trying to impose authority, trying to impose certain moral codes upon us, which is obviously not working. See the violence around you. See the trees that we have been cutting. See all the things, all the deplorable, all the sad things humans have done to each other. And you think religions are working? I don't think so. It is not working. I think we together, you and me, both of us together, need to change. Because if we change, if I transform, if you transform, then we will make some changes in the human consciousness. The whole human consciousness is the same. We, you and 5 other people, we are all the same. The consciousness is the same. You are hurt, you have pain. The person you hate also has the same hurt and pain. You also have sadness, joy, and all the rest of the things that you have. We are all interconnected in a way. We don't realize that because of the individuality, because of thoughts. So our mission is not to end thought. That is not possible. But rather, understand the whole process of thought. I think that is very possible. And that is something that we can do. So getting back to what the question was. Meditation is knowing yourself, is to be aware of your thoughts and your everyday relationship to life. And I think we need to be aware of them. We need to be aware of relationship with life, because human beings now are conditioned. You say, I'm not conditioned, I'm an atheist. That is in itself another conditioning. You're conditioning yourself to a new idea, a new belief, a new pattern, a new form, a new thought. That is not good. You are essentially in the realm of thought. You're not outside of it. The moment we observe ourselves and the moment we observe our thought, there's a chance, just a slight chance, that we might understand where we are wrong. We might surpass that. We might touch the beyond. There is a possibility. So let's observe. Let's observe ourselves. For 1 minute, I'm not talking anymore. We'll not talk. And we will just observe what is going on inside our head. I know it's difficult. Let's do this. Thank you for your time.